We're back. No, I mean, you have every right to feel all the emotions. But
I didn't commit suicide that day, and I see Marty the next week.
Okay.
She took me to her house, and she helped me get an apartment.
Oh, wow. Great.
And I thought, you know, this is the end of homelessness, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't done with the drugs. I wasn't done with what I wanted to do.
Well, it's very addicting, too. Even if you were done, it's just you probably had your physical body probably...
wasn't allowing it.
Yeah.
So, from 9 years old until 2016, I've been on drugs.
Yeah, so how you can't... Yeah. You have to have some baby steps there. You can't just probably, your body's so used to that.
It was of no fault of my own that I was homeless. You know, my mama died and...
Oh, did she?
I was living with my daughter and my daughter kicked me out and there was no reason for it. You know? So I come here to Knoxville. In 2016, October, because I had met Marty in March, I think it was, of 2016.
Yeah.
And I ended up going to prison in October. I'd owed a dope man a lot of money.
Mm.
A whole lot of money.
Okay.
And these people, new people that was in the check cashing business.
Oh.
So they printed out checks for me to cash. I ended up going to prison that day.
Oh, wow.
They raped me.
Oh, no. In prison?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
the guards did. Not inmates. The guards. And whenever I got back out, I ended up having to have a full hysterectomy.
Oh, wow.
I'm kind of skipping around because it's
no,
hard.
You're fine. It sounds like you've got a lot of stuff like, that you could
while
talk
I
about.
Was homeless, they, I thought they were my friends. They weren't my friends.
Yeah.
But they threw me in the back of a U-Haul.
Oh, gosh.
Truck. And they took me to North Carolina. I didn't know they had me sold.
Like sex trafficking?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't know what happened.
Oh, my goodness.
I know they talked to Marty, but I don't know how. And I know they, whenever they brought me back, I couldn't walk. I couldn't, nothing. And they just threw me out of the back of the truck in front of the car. And Marty picked me up again. Took me back to her house again.
Wow, thank God. Wow.
And it's been a battle, but I have been clean now 6 years.
Congratulations.
I've not been homeless for 6 years.
Wow.
And it's all due to Marty. Marty's love and Archie's love and the love of these people.
Oh, good.
That didn't know me from Adam and gave me hugs.
Yeah, yeah.
Without expecting anything or wanting money or, you
yeah.
know.
No. No.
And still to this day, that woman saves my life every day.
Oh.
Every day.
Wow. Okay, so that's just the best testament for, like, how this is really an effective ministry. This is a really effective thing because it's helped you. I know there were a ton of people here today. How many people do you think were here?
We feed anywhere from 300.
Yeah, there was a lot.
200 to 300 every Sunday.
And look at you, you're giving back and you're helping people.
I have to give back because if it weren't for them giving to me.
You might not be here. Yeah.
I would not be here.
And you don't have to give back, but I'm glad you are because you are helping others, and maybe you're...
And I give them I tell them all, you know, it's not what it has to be. You know, you can get out of this situation if you want to.
Maybe hard. There may be some setbacks, but you can do it.
It took prison and God, good Lord up above,
yeah,
to open my eyes and realize what a godsend that woman is.
Well, you are, you know, you're a godsend to others too, so it's great. I mean, you were very encouraging when I was talking to you, and I didn't even know. Like, I just sat down beside you, and you were so sweet to me, and that was, I meant a lot. So, I think I'm so amazed at you. You're probably one of the strongest people like I've ever met or heard about their life, and
you know,
here you are, just giving back. That's great.
In 2000, I think it was 3 or 4. I made up a poem about homelessness. It's in Marty's office.
Okay.
And there was one in the governor's office.
Aww.
Or the mayor's office. I don't know if it's still there.
I'd love to hear it or see it.
And I walk the streets both day and night. I thrive to do things that are right. My feet ache. My shoes are too tight without an end in sight.
Mm.
I look for jobs in vain. Sometimes I wonder if I'm going insane. You walk by me on the street, afraid it'll rub off just cause you speak.
Gosh.
It's not fair. I'm in a world that doesn't care.
Wow.
And how many people do you know that's walked up and said, can I have 50 cents for my medication? Because that's what I did on UT campus. And this man looked at me with this disgust in his face. And I needed my mental medical medication to keep me from committing suicide for the 16th, 17th time. And why don't you get a job, you lousy SLUT bum? And I'll never forget it as long as I live. He told me I was worthless.
You're not worthless.
And I knew from then that I was.
No, you're not. You're not that guy.
And now I fight to let these people know you're worth it.
Everybody's worth it.
You're worth somebody's love. You're worth getting off the streets.
Yeah.
You're so much more than this. And I realized most of them were on drugs because I was.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But the more you're on drugs, the more worthless you feel. And if you walk by somebody and they already down on themselves, it doesn't help.
No, it doesn't.
You can see most of the time when people walk by, you can see the disgust on their face as soon as they look at you. And it was of no fault of my own that I was homeless. It's sad.
I'm really sorry that you experienced that.
I'm grateful. Because if I had been gone through that, how can I talk to someone about it if I've never been through it?
You know what? That's a really wonderful perspective. That's
That's the way I look at it. Thank you, Jesus, for putting me through.
So that you could have compassion for others. Like you could.
So I can help them. Because if you don't know about it, you can't talk about it.
That's so true. Goodness.
I didn't mean to make you.
No,
fine.
You're
sorry.
Fine. No, it's totally fine. You're good. This is definitely a very, very important message. So, I really thank you for sharing with me your story. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You're very worthy. And I know God loves you.
Thank you.
I'm just going to end it on that.